For commentator Dick George, storing water isn't the problem. It's finding it.
Think of the everyday thrill provided by just the sound of water. The rush of water into the sink, the hissing spray of a hot shower, the liquid satisfaction of a good healthy flush. At my house, we've been missing these sounds. The drought has taken its toll. Our well has been failing. It's supposed to yield at least 1 gallon per minute. We're getting less than a quart. Often we have no water at all. We can wait for rain, lots of it, or dig a new well. After weeks of showering at work, bumming water from neighbors, and hoping for a nice monsoon, we've opted for the new well. We pay the deposit, putting ourselves on the well driller's long waiting list, and then succumb to frequent bouts of water anxiety. The cost is bad enough, $8 a foot with 500-foot wells common. Then there are dry holes. You hear stories about people who never hit water after 8 or 10 tries. Their houses are worth about the same as our stock portfolio. Everything seems to be evaporating. Then, after months of waiting, it happens. A huge well-drilling rig arrives in our front yard. It looks like something out of War of the Worlds. Where to drill? I've decided that my wife Fran should have the honor of choosing the spot. She has powers I cannot explain. The next day, I'm at work filling milk jugs with water out of habit. I get a call. It's Debbie from the well driller's office. She has the results. My heart is pounding, my hands sweat, the jug is dripping on my feet. "Mr. George," she says, "we hit water at 400 feet, 8.5 gallons a minute." I'm in ecstasy. In my mind, I see fountains, waterfalls, my own water theme park. Quickly, I put these thoughts aside. It's not right. Our personal drought may be over, but it still afflicts others. Nevertheless, we look forward to the sublime luxury of flushing every time.
Dick George is a writer in Baldwin, Maryland.